Here at the GrowMark annual meeting in Chicago, I ran into one of our ethanol leaders who is also a part of the GrowMark system. And Ray, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Ray Deffenbaugh, and President and CEO of Big River Resources in West Burlington, Galva, and Dyersville.
And what's your relationship to the GrowMark system?
I'm a director on a local FS system that takes in five counties in western Illinois. FS, Riverland FS is the name of it.
All right. And so what do you think about the performance of the GrowMark system this year?
Well, I think it really demonstrates quite accurately what a group of people can do if they work together in a cooperative nature. A lot of our ethanol plants are cooperatives, and GrowMark's cooperative. We work well together. It's a fine example, actually one of the best examples, GrowMark, what they're doing.
And what do you think? Now, GrowMark is a new sponsor for us on domestic fuel, and they are very supportive of homegrown fuels. So can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yes, I think they recognize the importance of what that is to agriculture. One of the points that we've made for a long time in the ethanol world is, as this supports agriculture, prices of corn and consequently all the grains, it allows the farmer to spend accordingly to afford rising costs of fertilizer, chemicals, and other inputs, machinery and so forth. So I think it's well recognized the important role that it plays in the income structure of farmers today.
Well, we got a lot of concerns about the way the crop looks this year, and of course the demand for ethanol continues to be high, but it looks like the farmers are still going to perform and do their jobs, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. There are some areas down around Champaign and that part of Illinois that have suffered more than others. There are other areas that are going to suffer 18 to 20%. The yields definitely are going to be off, though. But, you know, maybe we've been spoiled the last three or four years, and we've received yields of over 200 bushel. And if we happen to get 160, 175 bushel and the price reflects accordingly, $7 or $8 or wherever it happens to be, maybe we should just be thankful that we've got what we've got. And there are some that are going to be more fortunate than others.
But that's just the way it goes, right?
That's the way it goes. Everybody takes their turn. I always say everybody takes their turn of misery, and some are going to get their turn this year, and some had it last year, and that's just agriculture. You know, my saying is, if you're going to farm, you have to be able to take a good solid kick to the jaws and smile with whatever snaggle tooth you have left. If that don't work for you, you better find another job than farming.
And you got to come back at it again next year.
That's the resilience of the American farmer. Yes, it is.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Ray?
No, I appreciate the work that you're doing for all of agriculture, so thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you. Good to see you here at the GrowMark annual meeting in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.